This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Brody Wilson. Thanks for joining us. Crews have fully contained the Lawhead Fire on Redlands Mesa, northwest of Hotchkiss. Hotchkiss Fire says the blaze is now 100% contained after burning about 35 acres. The fire broke out on Thursday afternoon near the intersection of North Road and Rimrock Road. It moved fast. At first, flames were too intense for crews to fight on the ground. Some residents were told to leave. Helicopters and air tankers were called in while firefighters worked to protect nearby homes. Thanks to the efforts of skilled and brave firefighting professionals, no structures were lost. Two firefighters suffered minor injuries on the fire line, but were both treated and returned to work. A dog at one property was also hurt and treated by a veterinarian. Hotchkiss Fire led the response with help from Crawford and Cedar Ridge fire departments and state and federal crews. Everyone who had to leave home is now returned home safely. Officials say smoke and ash may still rise from the inside of the fire areas for days. They say that's normal, but anyone who sees flames or smoke outside the fire's edge should call 911. In the second half of today's newscast, we'll hear from the property owner where the fire started. A push to get ahead of the data center boom is underway in western Colorado. The Citizens Climate Lobby, an environmental group based in Montrose, is asking local county commissioners to slow down before big projects land here. The concern started after a recent open board meeting of the local power company, Delta Montrose Electric Association, or DMEA. Here's Citizens Climate Lobby's Tony Hoag addressing the Montrose Board of County Commissioners.
The CEO of DMEA said in open session at a board of directors meeting last week, we may not be as capacity constrained on the western slope, and there has been a 50 megawatt inquiry.
While the nature of the inquiry is not known, it could be some other large industrial load, but new loads in this size range are almost exclusively data centers today. A 50 megawatt data center in DMEA's service territory would be huge. DMEA's peak load today is somewhere around 100 megawatts. Mr. Hoag reported that DMEA CEO Jack Johnstone did not disclose who was behind the recent inquiry. KVNF wasn't able to independently verify Mr. Hoag's statements, as DMEA does not provide recordings of their board meetings, and the minutes for that last board meeting have not yet been posted to their website. This 50-megawatt inquiry worries Tony Hoag and other members of the Citizens Climate Lobby who spoke at the Montrose Board of County Commissioners. But Mr. Hoag didn't stop there. He also addressed the Delta Board of County Commissioners on June 16th. He's asking each county to pass a moratorium on new data centers, a pause before any application moves through their planning process. His concerns are about power, water, and cost. Data centers use an enormous amount of electricity, and in some, but not all cases, a lot of water as well. And Mr. Hoag points to other places, from Denver to Georgia, where he says ratepayers ended up paying for infrastructure they never asked for. So far, neither county has taken action. Commissioners in Montrose and Delta listened, thanked the speakers, and moved on. And staying with energy news, Holy Cross Energy, the electric utility that serves the Roaring Fork Valley, think Aspen and Carbondale, sourced enough renewable energy in March to match its members' electric use. But that didn't work out to a totally renewable month. Renewable energy isn't always available during peak demand, so there were still some points when it needed fossil fuels to bridge the gap. Holy Cross Energy has a goal to reach 100% renewable power consistently by 2030. CEO Brian Hennigan says building out more utility-scale solar isn't the most logical way to get there, though. What's needed is storage.
We don't really need more sun when the sun is shining brightly. We need the sun when it's not shining. That's where the role of battery storage comes in.
Hennigan thinks it shows that it's feasible for utilities to rely heavily on renewable power supplies. But he says Holy Cross was fortunate to invest in solar and wind projects several years ago. Scaling up now will be a little more costly, since inflation and tariffs have made those resources more expensive. The Lawhead Fire ignited in a canyon on Redlands Mesa between Hotchkiss and Cedar Ridge at approximately 4 p.m. on Thursday, June 18th. The property where the fire started is down in a canyon, and it's a one-way-in, one-way-out driveway to the residence. It's located in thicker pinyon and juniper vegetation. KBNF's general manager, Ashley Crest, was able to connect with the property owner where the fire started. The official cause of the fire is still under investigation by Delta County Sheriff's Office and other agencies. KBNF will update you when the results of that official investigation are released.
Tell us your story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my daughter and I were just coming down the driveway in my truck, and my truck caught on fire. The engine blew. I don't know what happened at all. And there just smoke started pouring out from under the hood, and a bunch of flames started shooting out. And of course, I had her and my dog in the truck. And so that was my priority, was to jump and get them out. And we got out safely, and we were only about 50 yards from my house in the driveway still. And I turned the truck off, and then I ran and got a fire extinguisher and got her in the house and tried to pop the hood to get the fire out, but I couldn't get the hood because it was too hot. So the little clip that holds the hood down, I couldn't get my hand in there to undo that to get the hood up. And so the truck was just like being engulfed in flames. And I realized that we needed to get out because I didn't know if it was going to explode or what.
Yeah.
Gas tank and everything. It's a gas truck. So we ran up the hill to our neighbors, and because my phone was in the truck, so I couldn't call the 911 because I couldn't get into the truck to get my phone.
Right.
And
so you guys were together at that point. You guys were
yeah,
together.
We were together. I had gotten her in the house secure, mm-hmm. and then went back to try to put the fire out. And then when I realized I wasn't going to be able to do that, I just realized I needed to get her out. That was all in the course of about 10 minutes. I mean, it was pretty quick. And
yeah.
So we trucked it up the hill because our land is in a canyon. So we had to truck it up a hill, a couple hundred yards to the neighbors. And no one was there, unfortunately. But right after we got up there, one of the neighbors drove in the driveway. And she is an older lady who is a good friend I've known for 20 years. And she basically called 911 immediately. And then my dog didn't follow us. So I ran back down to get the dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take your time. Yeah. Yeah.
While I was down there, I couldn't find the dog, and I tried to put the fire out with the hose, and it was just took it. By the time I got back down, it had already started burning a bunch of trees and brush. And so I couldn't get it out. So I decided that I needed to just square some things away. I moved my car because I have another car, my 4Runner. I moved that away like a half a mile down the driveway so that it didn't burn up. Then I just set some sprinklers out to try to like cover, get the house wet. And by then a huge gust of wind came up and
scary.
Blew the fire. Like in the course of about 60 seconds, it went from like some brush and one tree burning to the entire hillside, like literally the whole hillside, like probably 10 acres went up in the course of a couple minutes. And then I realized I needed to get out. So I did. And I ran up the hill, and by then they had evacuated my daughter and my neighbor, and they had gone somewhere else. So I had to make some phone calls with the firefighters. They were all amazing. The Delta County Sheriff, the State Patrol, they were all just super amazing and calm and like, you know, everything. And then these aircraft came in from Colorado Springs and like slurried the place basically. And they amazingly saved the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. But so much work on that land for you. I know it's been many years.
Intense. Yeah, it was pretty much the last 2 decades of my life. I'm thinking this all is just going to go up in flames. But pretty amazingly, they saved it. They saved the house.
And that is the kind of story that you need to hear to feel. That's your KBNF Regional Newscast for today, June 22nd. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Brody Wilson.